The Story of the Girl in the Portrait, Chapter 2. The girl in the portrait was extremely beautiful and extremely joyous. But it was an evil hour when she married the painter. He was passionate, austere, and studious, and he already had a wife, his art. The girl in the portrait was as happy as a fawn, and she loved and cherished all things. She only hated the art, which was her rival. She was only afraid of the palette, easel, and brushes that took her husband away. It was therefore a terrible thing for her when her husband asked her to pose for a painting. She was very humble and obedient, and she agreed to pose. She posed for this portrait in a cold, unhealthy room of a turret of the castle. The only light in the room came from a small window in the ceiling. The artist worked with energy and only thought of his work. He became obsessed with capturing every shade and color of life on his young wife's face. Since the room where she was sitting was cold and damp, she got more and more ill. Still, her husband did not notice. All he noticed was his painting. He was a wild and moody man, and he was often lost in his own private dream world. Everybody else saw that his wife was getting weaker and weaker. Still, she continued smiling and never complained because she saw that he took such great interest in this painting. He worked day and night to paint the woman who loved him and who was becoming more and more ill for this love. Some of the people who saw him working said, "This painting is truly marvelous. It is proof of both his power as a painter and of his love for his wife." When the painter was finishing the portrait, nobody was allowed in the turret because the painter had become so passionate about his work. He rarely took his eyes from the canvas to look at his wife's face. In fact, he had become so obsessed with his work that he did not notice that as he put red and pink on the canvas, red and pink left his young wife's cheeks. Finally, he only needed to add a little bit of color for the mouth and a little bit of color for the eyes. The living color of his wife's face shone again for a moment and then went out like a lamp. The painter added the last brush stroke and for one moment was entranced in front of his painting. He then became pale and began to tremble. He then cried loudly, "This is indeed life itself." Then he looked suddenly at his wife. She was dead. The Telltale Heart, Chapter 1.